Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We continue our conversation today that we started yesterday about the Living Legacy House. We'll be talking with Kelly Miller and John Medina.
As you go into the planning, as you're going along, what do we need to do next? What can we do? Let's get something done right now. What can we do?
Right now we need, first off, your prayers, because this is going to be a faith-based center, and without God involved in it, we have nothing. We really covet your prayers that we can move forward in God's timing and in His plans, right, and not before Him or after Him. We also could use the funding. We can't move forward with the things that we need to do without the funding. Mm-hmm. GoFundMe page has done really well, and we're thankful for that. But any additional funding will be used for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking for a physical location to serve as the center. And we do have some places in mind, but nothing has been explored farther than just talking about it. Eventually, we'll be looking for volunteers. We're not quite to that phase yet,
mm-hmm,
but eventually we will need volunteers who are willing to roll up their sleeves and come in and help us.
Yeah, do some painting and rearranging and all the stuff you always have to do. You said you had a steering committee. I take it it's not tied directly to a particular church.
It's community based.
You know, ecumenical. So
we have people from the medical field, from the counseling field, people who have ties to addiction in one way or another.
Yeah.
People who have the business mind. So it's kind of a big mixture of community
folks.
People.
This is a definite need in the community, and it's one of the really cool things about where we live, because folks care. And you've been good, pretty good support all the way through this, haven't you?
The community has responded very positively and with their hearts and kindness and donating to the memorial set up in Landon's name. Our initial goal was for $20,000, and we're a couple thousand dollars away from that. But this is just the tip of the iceberg of what the program will need. But we are very thankful for how the community has responded to date. But you know, as time goes on, the, I don't want to say enthusiasm, but the need is still so great.
Right.
There's so many people out there right now reaching out and wanting help for their disease of addiction. So the need will not change from week to week to week, although as we distance ourselves from the passing of my son, it's not as may not be as evident to the community, but it is so out there still.
Yeah. The need is there, and the fact that folks have responded the way they are is appreciated and exciting.
Yes, sir. Very much so.
When this gets up and running, it's going to be its own, basically its own organization, and it's going to be for everybody to work with.
Yes, it will be established as a nonprofit.
You'll have it on its own 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Yep.
One of the things that amazed me so about this, when you and I were talking about when you get it all set up, you've got the GoFundMe going and you're talking about what it is, and you've got people approaching you wanting to come and receive treatment.
Already. Just from the small Facebook page and then the GoFundMe post, I have had total strangers contact me wanting applications into the Living Legacy House already.
Wow.
So there is a need.
There is a need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to get this set up and running.
Yes.
Soon.
Absolutely.
How can folks get in touch with you guys? You know, is there an easy way? I know you're still getting all the, you can do the GoFundMe, so tell them where that is, I guess.
And then, you can reach me on Facebook at the Living Legacy House. The GoFundMe page, it's on that Facebook page, but then the link for the actual GoFundMe is Landon Medina Memorial Fund, GoFundMe.
And then beyond that, if somebody doesn't want to do the GoFundMe thing, they can just contact you and you
yes.
can help get them lined up.
They can send me a message on Facebook through the Living Legacy House page, and I will respond and get them set up with where they need to.
So, again, the main thing you need, first of all, is prayer for
yes.
guidance to get this going and get the right spot and then the spot and everything else. So, it really sounds exciting. Do you have in? I don't guess you have in mind like a goal when you think you're going to be up and running or anything, do you?
No, I wish I could say that, but
yeah, in God's time.
In God's timing, it
in
will
God's
be perfect.
Timing, it'll work out. It'll work out just fine. Well, will you come back and let me know how it's going so we
Absolutely.
Can talk some more about it and let folks know, because we'll keep them up to date. We'd love to.
Absolutely.
Our guest yesterday and today,
Kelly Miller and John Medina of the Living Legacy House. Now, if you didn't get to hear yesterday's program or you'd like to hear both again, they're available online. Just go to our website where it says Community Close-Up. Also, if you have a friend that might be interested or like more information about this, maybe they didn't get to hear the first part on the radio or this part, if you'll let folks know that they're available there, it's a very good project in the community and a lot of folks are interested in it. So help spread the word that that information is there. And again, thank you to Kelly Miller and John Medina of the Living Legacy House. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.